over 50,000 people have so far been confirmed for getting their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And about 4,000 have already taken their second dose. And reports are coming in that South Sudan will soon run out of the vaccine. So right now, we're going to get the exact details and updates on the progress of the vaccination. George Awenzio is here with me in the studio. Good morning, George. How are you?
Good morning.
You're welcome to Radio Mirai Breakfast Show.
Yeah, thank you.
Right. And so, George, could you briefly tell us what is the latest update on the COVID-19 vaccination?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm called George Awenzio Lege, National EPI Manager or Director, Ministry of Health. Yeah, about the COVID vaccines, as all of you know that we started the vaccinations on the 6th of April. This is the first day we launched the COVID vaccines in the country. Yeah, we started that journey after today. We're still vaccinating. Just want to tell all our people that the vaccine that we have, after just my coming, we remain with the six vials.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is what we have it.
Okay.
And sure, today is going to end and will not be enough for today. The six vials means that this has only the 60 people or dosage who remain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is what we have. But it's not means that this is the end of the vaccination.
Okay.
Yes.
So what does this mean?
Yeah, just what that the vaccine that we receive on 25th of March is just a first batch that we able all the first consumptions that we have. That one is a beginning. So the other quantity is going to come to the country. We preparing ourselves to receive the vaccines.
Mm.
According to the plan, we supposed to receive the second consumptions on 22nd of July.
Yes.
Means that within 7 days from the end of the vaccination. Yeah, the first batch of vaccines. This is what we have after now. And just I want to assure all the citizens that when you receive the first dose, it's not means that if you delay more than 8 weeks will not be a problem, because our interval time is 8 weeks. After 8 weeks from the first dose, you're supposed to receive the second dose.
After 8 weeks?
Yes.
Means so you're saying it's okay to go beyond the 8 weeks?
The 8 weeks is not a problem. But the main thing that the interval time, at least you will have 8 weeks above.
So
but not less than 8 weeks.
Okay, but is there so minimum is 8 weeks. Is there a maximum interval period?
Yeah, after 12 weeks is still okay. Will not be a problem. But for vaccines, if you receive the first dose and you delay it, will not be an issue. This, I don't know if some of people been hearing from us. This is what we used to talk here sometimes during the vaccinations topics. Something called, we used to raise it, the dropouts or the defaulters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the defaulters, those who started their vaccination, they failed to finish it after 1 year. So we used to come and talk to them, let them come and finish. So if you delay it, it's not a problem because of the other problem. But what we need, at least you will come and finish your dose. Yeah.
Let me just clarify something. So you're saying if you delay, you're saying it's 8 to 12 weeks.
Yes.
So what if you go beyond the 12 weeks and you've not received your second dose?
Yes, will not be a problem. But just the different immunity.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you receive the first immunity, the first dose, your immunity will be up to 76.
Mm-hmm.
67.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And what does that mean?
It means that you will be protected up to 70. For example, when we're talking about the percentage.
Okay.
If you gone to the exam,
mm-hmm.
you have less than 50, means you fail.
Yes. That's.
But if you're having 60 above, means you are what?
You're in a good place.
You're in a good place. So this, just in the simple way.
So the
way,
immunity goes to about 67%.
Yes. But if you receive the second dose, your immunity will go up to 85%. So means that once you're having, you are delaying, so your immunity is going to be fixed. It's not increasing. But if you receive the second dose, you will have good immunity. This is the difference. You will delay from the immunity status.
Yeah. All right.
But we assure all the people that we are going to receive the vaccine. You know, sometimes you will not predict the future. You're having a... this is a plan. We are going to receive the vaccine on the 22nd of July.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know. Is it going to happen exactly? We don't know what is going to happen. The delay, and sometimes the apply will be canceled, something like this. So we are just to assure, if we fail from 22nd after the first week of August, I'm sure we receive our vaccine.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we
at so least just
we,
want to
you've given us an assurance
yes,
that assurance more vaccines are coming.
Are coming.
Can you verify the number of vaccines coming that have been ordered?
Now the vaccine that is coming is 60,000.
Okay.
60,000. This is went on pipelines. This way I'm saying is going to come on 22nd. And for the whole vaccines, we already been given the approval of the 2.4 million doses
mm-hmm.
for the country, but it's not going to come once, will come
in phases.
In phases, yeah. Oh,
and the first phase is between 22 July the all the way to the first.
This is
August.
the second, because the first we already received.
The second phase of this one coming.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about the response. As vaccination has been going on, what has been the response of the people?
The response of the from the beginning was very low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even we lose trust from our people. We say they don't want the vaccines. But after the more awareness, the people start responding, especially from the first week of June. The number was being increased. That we are not able. This is why the vaccines what we have are finished in the short time, because we started the vaccination on 26th. After the last week of May, we just vaccinated 2,000 something. But from the first week, from the 1st of June, after now, I think the response was very high. We finished our vaccines, so now this is why we start requesting more vaccines. There is another one also coming at the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
So we start putting the request.
The request earlier.
Yeah, so that we will not delay.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's try and address some of the questions that people have. A lot of people are saying, and this morning we spoke to some of them here on Radio Miraya, they're saying that they're afraid to take the vaccine because of the side effects that they've seen their colleagues go through. Headaches for a number of days. Some become so sick, almost to the brink of death.
Mm.
This was an example from Rumbake. And then, And then there's rumors that when you take the vaccine, your fertility will be affected. What can you say about this?
Mm. Okay, thank you. Yeah, first, I want to talk from the last, that if you take the vaccines, your fertility will be affected. I just want to assure all our people that that is lie. In just simple way, if we just, all of us saying that if we receive the vaccines, our fertility will be affected.
Mm.
Is it true your government and WHO himself will accept all... the population in the world to be affected in the fertility means that we are killing the world, because all the governments, the countries, especially the governments, the government need a people so that they can govern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they will not accept something like this to come to the country to stop people to produce children.
Yes.
Yeah, because the people are the resources of the government.
Yes.
Or the taxes, all these things. Without the taxes, the government cannot run. So, just I want to assure all the people that all this is a liar. You know, there is a people called anti-vaccines. Mm-hmm. They don't like vaccines.
Yeah.
So they start bringing the rumors and saying 1, 2, 3. If you are just one of the people who just taking anything from the road, it's, yes, you will say, yes, that is the truth. But I want to assure that it's not the truth. One of the people who take the vaccines, I having my 2 doses.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing would happen to me.
So can you give us your experience, your personal experience? When you took the first dose, what happened?
Yeah, I think the first dose when I took, the first thing is a headache.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and some fever. It's not something serious and fatigue a mm-hmm. bit. This, mm-hmm. I think for me, what I experienced.
Well, how long
and
did
then
this
last? Not take, for me, it's just 2 days.
And, okay.
Yeah. For the, some people will take up to 72 hours.
This is 3 days.
Yes, the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the minimum is 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this normal for us in the vaccines. This is a reaction of the antibodies with the vaccines. If that thing did not happen, means that vaccines...
It's not working.
It's not working.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
And this, what happened when you took the second dose?
For the second dose event, I did not feel it.
You did not feel anything?
Yeah.
Okay, and
yeah,
how do you feel health-wise?
Yeah.
How do you feel generally?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay without any problem.
Now, before I let you go, there's one other question. There are people who are worried. They're saying that even after we get the vaccine, we still need to wear masks, and there's still a possibility of getting the virus. Is this true?
Yes. You know... like I'm telling you, the immunity will be what? I say, if you take the 2 doses, we'll have what? 85%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is the immunity. Means that there is a what? There is a small window. With that small window, you can be affected, but you will not be hospitalized,
mm-hmm.
will not be say, serious things,
mm-hmm.
will be just something... minor and will go. Like, I want to give the example of the measles. You know, those days, our children been die with the measles.
Mm-hmm.
Our grandmothers, they will say that I able to deliver 12 or 15 children.
Yes.
But if you ask her, where is the 15? They will tell you 8 or 9 of them have died. With what? They say measles. But these days, the children is not die with the measles. The children will be affected, but they will not die, except those who are not being vaccinated with the measles.
They will die.
They will die because the measles is serious. But if you're vaccinated, because you're already having the immune system is fighting the disease. So they want to fight the disease. And then during the fighting, yes, it's a, because the germ is already entered to the body.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be sick, but you will not die and you will not be serious.
Okay, so this is the same thing with coronavirus.
Yeah, it's the vaccines. Once, if 100%, yes, you will not be sick. But one is a 90%, say 85%, something like that. So you will be sick, but will not affect. Let me give example, like, I don't know if the people is hearing. Americans is already declared that for those who are already having 2 doses, because mm-hmm. They're using the Pfizer. It's the Pfizer having the immunity of 95%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they say you can move without what?
Without the masks.
This number one, because for the American, they're able to vaccinate more than 50%.
Okay.
Of the
population. What percentage of our population have we so far
vaccinated? To have at least the herd immunity or the community immunity, you have to vaccinate up to the 85 to 90% of the population. Okay? So for us,
where are we now? How many have we vaccinated? What is the percentage?
Yeah, our percentage will be like a 5% after now if we calculate it with
All right.
Well, so this is the situation. So we'll not declare that let the people move without masks, not putting the protection measures.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll not say that because we're still far. Yeah. This is just what I want to say.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for coming and clarifying on this. We'll definitely have you more often to keep talking about the vaccination.
No problem.
We hope that indeed they arrive on 22 July.
Inshallah. This is what we're hoping.
Kala, shukran.
Yep, shukran. Lekaman.
All right. Yeah. That is...